Hello again, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your daily devotion for today. We are immersed in the story of Job. We are up to chapter 14 today, the last of the three chapters where Job responds to his three friends. After chapter 14, starting tomorrow, we'll start hearing from those friends again. You can count on it. But we're learning a lot about how to think about how God works, how to think about things that happen in our life that we can't control, how to think about suffering and pain, and how to think about our relationship with God and how we treat that relationship. You can tell a lot about someone's relationship with God when they're facing trouble, how they pray, how they talk to God, what they expect. Those are all signs of how you see God. And that's where we're hitting this tension, see, between Job and his three friends. They all see God in a very specific way, traditionally, legally, and so on. So they think they know God, and they think they know how God will respond to, well, I guess just about anything, right? But Job has a serious personal problem. He's not interested in legalism or tradition, for that matter. Job is interested in speaking to God and making his case. And that puts Job and his friends in two entirely different camps, right? And that's what we're hearing about. So yesterday we heard Job in chapter 13, and he continued his discourse. And, you know, I use a lot of different commentaries sometimes to research or get some background for these devotions. And one of the commentaries I use is by J. Vernon McGee. J. Vernon McGee, somewhat, I'd say, of a conservative, Bible-focused person, but his commentaries I find extremely interesting. Anyway, as we approach chapter 14, J. Vernon McGee shares this with us from his commentary. He says, "For years I served as a pastor, and I realize now how a professional attitude enters into our lives. A professional attitude enters into our lives. I would go in the hospital to visit a sick person, perhaps a dying person. I would pat him on the hand and say, 'God will be with you.' And I would pray for him and say, 'God will lead you.' Then I'd walk out. Well, the day came when I went to the hospital, not to visit someone, but to lie on that bed myself. When someone came to pray with me and walked out, I didn't walk out. I stayed there. My friend, I want to say to you, that is quite a different position to be in. Now I was in the other fellow's shoes. Now I was in bed, and I was facing surgery. That is the time you need someone to help you and to comfort you. That is what Job is needing." And so let's finish off this one discourse of Job, chapter 14, on this Tuesday, November 2nd. Job says, "Mortals born of woman are a few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away. Like fleeting shadows, they do not endure. Do you fix your eye on them? Will you bring them before you for judgment? Who can bring what is pure from the impure? No one. A person's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. So look away from him and let him alone till he has put in his time like a hired laborer. At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again. and its new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground, and its stump die in the soil. Yet at the scent of water, it will bud and put forth shoots like a plant. But a man dies and is laid low. He breathes his last and is no more. As the water of a lake dries up or a riverbed becomes parched and dry, so he lies down and does not rise. Till the heavens are no more, people will not awake or be roused from their sleep. If only you would hide me in the grave and conceal me till your anger has passed. If only you would set me a time and then remember me. If someone dies, will they live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait for my renewal to come. You will call, and I will answer you. You will long for the creature your hands have made. Surely then you will count my steps, but not keep track of my sin. My offenses will be sealed up in a bag. You will cover over my skin. But as a mountain erodes and crumbles, and as a rock is moved from its place, as water wears away stones, and torrents wash away the soil, so you destroy a person's hope. You overpower them once and for all, and they are gone. You change their countenance and send them away. If their children are honored, they do not know it. If their offspring are brought low, they do not see it. They feel but the pain of their own bodies and mourn only for themselves. Amen and amen. That concludes chapter 14, our 14th episode of the Book of Job. We hope you have a blessed Tuesday and you see God working all around you and feel God working within you. Tomorrow, it's on to chapter 15 when Eliphaz comes back into the scene and responds to Job again. And just one more housekeeping reminder, our Wednesday evening Zoom discussion group will not be meeting this Wednesday evening due to a servant circle meeting at the church. Hope you can make it there. Amen.